After a mostly peaceful first round, many are worried that recent skirmishes between supporters of Sierra Leone People's Party candidate Vice President Solomon Barrawa and those of the opposition All People's Congress's Ernest Karoma could threaten to destabilize the runoff election set for September 8th. Police fired tear gas to break up fights and rock throwing between the rival parties on Sunday in Freetown. In the Eastern Kano district, a dawn-to-dusk curfew was declared after several people were injured in clashes there. Sierra Leone police spokesman Chris Charlie says the heightened tension could have been avoided if political leaders had better explained to their followers the runoff was possible and how it worked.
So expectations have been raised. They did not properly prepare the minds of their supporters that in an event when 55% of the vote was not attained, that there was going to be a runoff.
Karoma led Barrawa in the first round of voting, 44% to 38%, and has since received the backing of third-place candidate Charles Margai, a major boost for his campaign. Police spokesman Charlie says the police, in charge of election security following the withdrawal of UN troops in 2005, are being called on to use greater force to maintain calm.
We have police in a democratic environment, and as such, we start off with the softy-softy approach, you know. But if we feel that people want to take the law into their own hands, we definitely will calm down heavily on them.
Johannesburg-based international security studies researcher Isaka Sware says President Kabah's announcement that a state of emergency could be called is worrisome.
He has threatened to bring in emergency legislation. That may not be the best solution because, well, the campaigning is going on, and if you have an emergency legislation, people aren't going to be able to go out and campaign.
Mr. Kabah said in an address Monday that Sierra Leone had endured too much violence in its civil war ending in 2002 to allow chaos and unrest to take hold again. In legislative elections also held August 11th, the All People's Congress won a majority of seats in Parliament, taking control from the Sierra Leone People's Party. The elections were declared free and fair by observers. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.